Welcome to week 5 of the Chats with Zwish. Again, once again, we have got Brittany.
Hello.
Tom.
Yay.
Sam.
Yep.
Hello.
It's like roll call.
Roll call.
Who's wagging? Who's wagging?
We're only a 4 piece.
Right, so we're talking about songs that didn't make Groupon Reality, but it's still going to come out at some point in time. So we thought, what I'll talk about. And for starters, let's start with Fit Boy the Evangelist. And we're going to talk to Sam about that.
Alright, well, basically, Fit Boy the Evangelist is about health food freaks. One health food freak in particular.
Safe to say, Lee is not the health food freak.
Yeah,
very safe to say.
Lee is not the health food freak.
Is it safe to say that it's not the naked drummer?
Yeah.
It is no one who's used.
Do you think that would go well as a book cover? You know, there's the naked chef. But
the naked drummer.
I'll bear my soul.
And much more. Yeah, basically about health food freaks. So, like, they're trying to be different from everyone in society by eating healthy and cleansing their bodies and blah, 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 all that sort of crap. But then, as Bryn likes to put it, they're left-wing in society. They think everyone should think for themselves. But then they turn around and say to people, you shouldn't eat that, it's not good for you. And basically tell you what to eat, how you should live your life, everything like that, making them more, the opposite of left-wing, which I guess is
yeah. All right, well, this is a pretty full-on song. Let's have a listen.
Because the song is not actually sung by Lea, it's the only song Lea doesn't sing. It's sung by Bryn in quite the high falsetto. Because it goes something like, what is it? I'm a man!
Yes, I am!
Same
way. Enough.
Yeah, that's basically how the song goes. And
whenever we do it live, someone just comes up and crunches his balls. You know, they become a member of the band for a little while, just someone from the audience who's
like
willing to go
prize,
there.
Or
yeah.
It's just anyone.
Lucky door prize.
Very lucky. Very lucky door prize.
Anyone with a strong group can do it,
man. I prefer a much more sort of softer, sensual, you know. Gets a better performance.
Except when you want to reach those really high notes, they've got to have a bit of strength behind them.
I can fake it. Done it before. Anyway,
right,
let's talk about the song.
Well, for instance, are you all singing the song? Any more thoughts?
Yeah, you do it.
Oh,
I'm here. I don't need to be prompted to sing. We know this. This is bad for everyone. Let's talk. It's actually a serious song.
It is a serious song.
Put to the it's about the Diane Brimble case, or inspired by the Diane Brimble case.
And for those around the world who didn't know Diane Brimble.
Basically, it was a lady who died on a P&O cruise, so on those Fair Star, the Fun Ship type cruises, and the inquest into that. Basically, a lot of the transcripts from the inquest, if you read them, especially the police interviews with the guys that were in the cabin at the same time that she passed away, are absolutely disgusting. And you cannot believe that they would even think about people in that way. They seem to miss the fact that she was someone's mum, someone's daughter. You know, they just don't get it. Like, it's incredible. It's just sickening. So basically, the reason why it's sung in falsetto is a piss take of them. Basically, it's basically the most unmasculine thing you can do is sing in falsetto.
Alright, well, let's listen to it right now.
Enjoy the falsetto.
Basically, it's a eulogy for one of Bryn's friends, and musically, it's very close to Coldplay, so it's kind of very airy, melodic, yet still powerful, and I'm quite ashamed that it didn't make the CD, actually.
Is that right?
I quite like it.
So it just missed out, you think?
It did just
was it close?
It was close.
It was close.
Certainly was closer than One Let Me Touch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did that come dead last?
No. They're pretty much in order.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
Alright, anyway, well, let's have a listen to Don't Stay.
Basically, this is the only song in the Zwish catalogue that has ever and will ever feature bongo drums. Tom is a very multi-talented drummer, and we had no idea he could play bongo drums, but it features bongo drums.
Is this another nude experiment?
Oh, it's always nude. Once you go there, you're never going back.
Sadly, that's so true. And it's surprising because we all get to vote on songs, and you figure after a while of being in a band with someone, you've pretty much picked their music tastes, and then all of a sudden they throw something out of left field, and you go, how could they have possibly voted for that? So that was interesting to see who voted for this song. But we won't get into that.
Oh, there's no reference to me,
though. So, anyway. Another serious song?
It is a serious song. Basically, a friend of mine sort of basically was watching him go through his divorce. Like, his character is full of life and happiness and has these massive teeth that give a massive smile, and he's all just full of life. And then I remember talking to him one day, and then just basically that life was drained from him. So I was trying to sort of feel it and get an idea from his perspective, sort of what he's going through, and like he was almost at a stage of just going, well, I fought for so long for this, maybe it's time just to let it go, and it's sort of trying to capture that emotion. I don't know that I got it 100% on, but that's where it was coming from.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's listen to Follow. Next week, and we're going to talk about the last four songs. We'll see you then.